time for the boss to look at the reports in June. So we are good.
Okay, so that'd be nice, and
Jane is also the actor, the next slide, the speaker is below, Mr. Robbie Martin Salon. The court has also to remind that the procedures may be scrutinized by the court in order to determine whether they are in fact consistent with the Constitution. So the court suggests that the procedures and agents within Parliament. Decision of the NA may be scrutinized in order to determine whether they have complied with their own internal procedures. And the National Assembly could only suspend a member from his proceeding as a punishment for making an objectionable and unjustified speech if such a power had been conferred upon him either by an act of Parliament or by the standing rule of the National Assembly itself. So I think that's an important case, just to highlight that the procedures can also, the decisions can also be considered by the court, and the court can also pronounce whether it's been taken within the parameters of the Constitution and in terms of rule. The next slide.
I think we also have to set aside this case for you. That says, if you want to explain it in terms of your international experience, because that would envision our understanding of the format of it, is that we are not free. Friday, the working day, which is the fact that we are not free, that means that it's not the working day, the working day. It's not a considered day. We have the point that take your time, because I think the point that we are raising here is very important. And then we end there, that you don't speed up unnecessarily to change the point that you want to make. Take your time.
Thank you, Chief. So basically, just to reiterate that the reason to the case was basically just to indicate to the committee that the file was brought to the committee or to the Parliament National Assembly, those files really subjected to the view of the court is scrutinized how the internal arrangements have been formed, how they apply, how they interpreted. And the court will take into account the issues that were before Parliament. The court will take into account how Parliament has followed its decision and also how Parliament has stayed within the parameters of the Constitution with regard to what members have said within the forum that's been dedicated to them for purposes of their appointment. And in another matter of the Executive Council in the Western Texas, the Minister of Provincial Affairs, the EU will also come out and that the power determines its own internal arrangements and the key will be from there on, and there is not a relation of power and the main structural component of the legislature. So I think once again, for the EU, also what the Constitution is saying, with regard to the internal proceedings, with regard to how matters are being dealt with from a procedural point of view, in terms of how debates are presented and how it's dealt with, those matters it should be regarded as a narrow one, and it does not relate to the part of the case, to regulate the main structural component of the legislature. The main structural component of the regulation, how it's constituted, that's not basically that should not basically be done to the same. Basically the speech and internal way of the system that ensure that they can do the system function. Those are the powers that must be considered the review of now, we've considered in the opinion that's been submitted to the committee, we've considered chapters 1 through 9 of the draft rule. Now, the next slide looks dealing with the definition that's contained in rule 1. Now, basically, the definition is a short description of certain terms used in the rule, very important for interpretation purposes. A definition can narrow or extend a certain meaning of a particular word. So the very important part of the rule is for interpretation purposes and also our way of application, how the rule is applied in practice. So I think one must be careful, one must also be careful when one interprets or when the rule is drafted, especially the definition, that it gives effect to the communication to achieve. Now, in our comments, we've highlighted certain terms that we think, in our view, should be considered by the committee. There is a definition of private member, and the definition in terms of the draft which should be considered reads as follows. It says private member means any member other than a minister, a deputy minister, and the speaker. All right. So those members, those people, those officials, the minister, the deputy minister, and the speaker are not included. So the private member means any member other than a minister, a deputy minister, and the speaker. Our view on that was the definition does not include the deputy speaker in the list of excluded members. As we know, the deputy speaker takes into the shoes of the speaker, so such as when the speaker is not available. So our view that maybe it should be considered by the committee also to include the deputy speaker within the list. There, we were not clear as to why the deputy speaker has to be left out in that particular decision. The rule 6, capital A, the next line, is the directive and guidelines of the rules of the committee. It reads as follows. The rules of this committee may, in terms of rule 6.1.1, issue directives and lay down guidelines to assist with the implementation or observance of the rules and orders of the House. Step 2, members must comply with any such directives and observe any guidelines. The principle is used with the powers of the committee, of the rules committee, and what they're supposed to do, and how they're supposed to execute the function. Now, the rule provides that the rules committee may, in terms of rule 161, issue directives and lay down guidelines to assist the implementation of rules of these rules and orders of the House. But it also considers this rule in relation to 161, which empowers the rules committee to first of all, in A, develop, formulate, and adopt policies concerning the future business of the Assembly in respect of the procedures, rules, orders, and practices concerning the business of the Assembly. In the committee also may monitor and oversee the implementation of the policy on all matters referred to in paragraph 8. There C, the rule committee took about to lay down guidelines and issue directives regarding any aspect of policy in relation to the rule. So the next slide we basically stipulate our comment with regard to Rule 6A. We provide for the rules committee to issue directives around guidelines to strict implementation to observe the rules and the order of the House. Whereas one rule 161, formulate and adopt policies concerning rules, orders, and practices concerning the purpose of the Assembly. So important for us underline the words to develop, formulate, and adopt policies. And in view of that, we propose that consideration must be given to align the wording of Rule 6A with Rule 161 to refer to the implementation of quality in respect of the rules and orders of House. So basically that it seems to be a significant reference to Rule 6A1, 161 in Rule 6A, and they need to clarify as to how it should be together and to ensure that there is some alignment, that there is a proper alignment with those two rules.
Thank you.
generation of power is very much important to maintain. This is the training that I'm going to consider for the future. Since we have not been the world, that we have to communicate in how we want to exercise the power. Each of them, to ensure that this type of adaptation of this court process can be the best that we want to share and inspire.
Or do you want to maintain if the is the Bill of Rights belongs to all of us, and binds the legal nation, the executive, the judiciary, and all the organs of society. What's interesting about Section 8 is that it makes it clear to the world at large that even that judiciary is bound by the Bill of Rights. And so the judiciary is helpful in raising the judiciary. That is also something to the Bill of Rights. That's very important. And then there's special requirements of the Constitutional Court and our courts generally. The section dealing with that is very comprehensive. And so the Constitution sets out very specifically what effect the courts can do in respect of an act of Parliament, the conduct of the President, and others. And so in considering the matter, the Constitutional Court also needs to consider whether in fact it has the power in terms of the Constitution to consider it. It is our experience that the law advisors will constantly need to consider the Constitutional Court judgment and to constantly need to analyze the judgment that in fact the courts in our country are constantly or the reminders of the separation of power and their entitlement. Is that many of the judges, even when it comes to the Constitutional Court, that there may be encroachment on the separation of powers, they are clear to take their own powers by analyzing the activity in the local circumstances. And where it is appearing that people may perceive what they've done as being an intervention or inclusion rather than the power of another sphere, they are only being able to explain that problem and discussion. And so speaking for ourselves with the Lord, I think that we do not come to our perspective for the APRC and think about the declaration of power and the way the court has dealt with that matter. Then, bear in mind that on the screen, the court can only deal with those arguments and legal issues presented to the court. We need to look at the arguments that we need to consider from the paper and we have to define that. And so in our view, especially in the matters of constitutional importance, it is important for parties involved in those issues to place all relevant information and facts before the court. The Constitutional Court does have the power to review the rules of order that we put forth in the Constitution. And we have to accept that for the Constitutional Court. And so it's incumbent on the rules commission and trust in the Congress itself to in fact physically to see whether it is true. Will you apply to them? The party participation in this democracy is and participate in democracy is in the state of the justice party relating to the parliament. Our constitution is unique to this in that it makes provision for conscious participation in parliament as well and for the basis of the public to be able to. But that doesn't mean, of course, that the majority of parties have their full time to accommodate the wishes of the other party and the purpose is to assign the personal attention to the standards. But that, of course, is the majority of parties in terms of the position and the circumstances of the majority of parties in our party that the majority of parties can do for the votes. But the majority party is bound by the Constitution in this respect as well. It's a very important thing. There are certain things the majority party cannot make without the support of other parties in those centers where the Constitution is required to make it special, either for passing of legislation or for example, the changes of people. So in the sixth of the change, the Bill of Rights has granted the Constitution demands and citizenship and in the sixth
they would go to the root committee, only the members of that. So that's the only that he takes to the problem here in the city, which got to home and has its own determination of the team. And those who are engaged with the team must be subject to the constitution. So they need to fly, they need to go to school. The courts are concerned whether it's basically in the blood and so forth and the constitution and the team.
Thank you.
more things here when we look at the speaker say. One is the big role of the Constitution. And it's just again, with regard to the internal relations between the prestige of the national teams, I think the rules, the arrangement basically creates a framework within which Parliament really operates. But I think Secretary Su also gives some sort of indication of scope. So basically, what he made is what comes to the confidence substance, basically, when the rules are applied, when it's interpreted, I think Parliament must be alert to the issues of infidelity, concentration, democracy, and the responsibility for standing in the office of the public. Those are the issues that require the scope and the confidence. As opposed to the internal arrangements. So I think the framework is created in terms of the rules within which will be set the principle and the guiding of other people. And so we can speak to the student which is something about it.
And when you I just think that 57.2 as well must be written in conjunction with 70.2, which expressly provides that a member of Parliament may introduce a bill in the Assembly. So that's a further input, and that's what the Constitutional Court would give an effect to in the Ambrosini judgment.
I thank you, Chair. Chair, I'd like to add the issue around the sort of protection of power seems to be very, very important. Chair, in terms of the Constitution, Chair, there are three branches of government, which is the judiciary, the executive, and the legislature. Now, the legislature is tasked with having the law, which is the executive is tasked with implementing the law and executing the law. The judiciary is tasked with interpreting the law and making the military decisions around those laws and conduct by the executive or the legislature. Now, sir, the judiciary would be encroaching on the legislation of certain law. If the judiciary make law, he will not say that many cases, sir, which are going after the Constitution, sir, when the Constitutional Court decides that the law is inconsistent with the Constitution, the court will normally prepare that particular law and the Parliament to amend. So that law will be consistent with the Constitution. The court will also, in other instances, in giving guidance to Parliament as to how that particular law should be crafted by the court. They will not make that law and say, this is the law, do not implement it. They will say the law, the judiciary main function, interpret the law and give the assistance to parties, individuals, so that it assists them on the back. Correct and approach you for the decision should be or how the party should conduct the election. They will say, I wanted to emphasize that the question will be if the judiciary actually has a lot of impose on the money of the institution.
Can I spend
an
response to your
question
The concern, I think, is do the rights of an individual member trump the rights of the institution? And with the introduction of government bills, for instance, in the confidence motions, they see that the basis of the court judgment are unfettered rights on the part of an individual member, that individual member can hold from the institution to ransom. And one has to pose that against the constitutional intention of the legislature protecting itself against a group of more invasive strategies by individual nations. So where is that balance drawn in the Constitution? When it's Section 57, that the institution determines and controls its internal arrangements, proceedings and procedures, it's saying that immediately a group of parliament, you do what you need to do to perform your functions. And I'm not sure that the individual right, the rights of the individual member, as I say, can trump the broader rights of the people of South Africa, the institution concentrating on the broader needs of the people as opposed to the rights of the individual. And that, I think, is my concern.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. in our analysis of these judgments, we don't see such an improvement. We haven't seen it yet. Possible sometime in the future that we may see an improvement, but we haven't seen it yet. As we explained earlier, we think our thoughts are very careful not to improve on the separation of power, and really think that what they have done, the order changes, the judgment they see with it, may create a perception that we've been an illusion. They've thought gone out of their way to explain the separation of power and how they were doing it in the illusion. Can you go ahead? View of the lower country, and instead the constitutional court is as a country, guidance in how to cross our rules and how to fulfill our rules. And so there will be protection that is an inclusion in consciousness. The other sphere of government power. I think we need to look at what the constitutional court is saying, use it as a guide, and adapt our rules and regulations and our laws accordingly. And Honourable Boy, you are aware of one of the difficult tasks that we had in my office at the law advisory to detect, to determine whether in fact the law in favour of the Parliament and whether the amendments proposed in Parliament are indeed consistent with the Constitution. Bear in mind, we meet under circumstances where only the Constitutional Court can make the final determination on the Constitution that we are otherwise Honourable the those who are really the laborious process of analyzing the constitutional court judgments and testing the positions of the laws that we have to against those constitutional court judgments. It's laborious, very exciting input in my view. But that is all those really and so I think it's very important that we constantly look at those judgments, we analyze those judgments, and that we don't look at those judgments every third year will have a different view of what point of truth is. Similarly, your rules don't define what the point of truth is. So you need 400 members of the National Assembly can be privileged and simply stand up and raise income on the basis that you are privileged to privileged citizens. And so in our view, something we want to deal with, we think that that's the real thing that we need to look at to find what the point of order is and what the point of privilege is. With reference to collections and with reference to our constitutional students at the university, we will see certainly review our own studies. It's not expected that the study we need to refer to under the but we were in the short time available to us, in the time that most of the country yesterday, we were able to do a comparison of our rules for the rules in the Canada, India, and Kenya. And we sometimes were close to the same, we were close to the same. And so it was a bit in need that these actions could be found for the point of order and the point of purpose. In my view, we were able to pick on the mission that probably going to be quite different. And you probably can get a lot of difficulty in trying to find those systems, but it doesn't mean that you should not try to find them. Then, on the book, children, the speaker or the presiding officer, the school have enormous power in terms of the problem and a chosen place of the Constitution. And they need to ensure that in essence that Parliament and some of the things in the CLP function properly, and that those two houses of Parliament are not signing the disability to do the work laid down in the Constitution, and in fact perform the constitutional obligation, because the rules make provision for the Parliament for the meeting to be conducted within the framework of the rules and the Constitution. In my field, the working of a member of the Parliament has to be absolutely important to be heard. And if you look at your own rules, it appears to me that the rules actually are without favour, acknowledge that the ordering of a member of the Parliament is absolutely obvious. Because two standards and advisory. Because of the standard of on the point of order of the point of study made the agreement, the decision doesn't have to be made immediately. And we can see the rest of the decision we have decided to consider the matter to come back to the House. Secondly, the issues are very comprehensive and the approaches that are being had, we can see that we have to make the amendment. So in our case, we need to look at the issues which the deliberation of the word of Parliament has been in the conduct of the institution, and see if we can deal with the rules in the way of this constitution, and in the way in which the work of the constitution is consistent. And we can do that.
You know, I think it's stupid. That's the enthusiasm. Actually, the father now seeks to dominate the people to accept.
What do you mean, Mr. Nizam?
That's democracy.
That is not democratic.
I don't understand why
Parliament, the entire separate parliament.
and that the rule that you should limit yourself, if you like, to procedural, to core business issues. In redrafting and amending the rules, I decided that the policy reference could or should remain until discussion. It is clear that the Rules Committee may be due to and guidelines. That is the equivalent of material regulations. But whether we should reclaim that the Rules Committee makes policy is something I think the subcommittee should look at, because it is the heart that has the final authority on all of those things. And if the Rules Committee is going to make policy, I was suggesting that those policy issues are not going to go to the House for approval or ratification. Arguing the Rules Committee is the sole authority to make policy on procedural core business issues. That was an exit issue, and we may want to erase and delete the policy reference in 161 rather than new things.
No, we're not going to. Well, at the end of the day, it's going to be in the institution. Parliament, for all of us, all the voters, the government from the questions that the system is really discussing, whether it's one or two, they are then forced to go into a collective formation so that we have to be in the own community. But if you want to retain their privilege or be legal as part of decision making, it definitely very different back to Parliament. But Parliament becomes a society. And that has been the best for us to do with the government. The whole committee ever said consistently in the Constitution that these are going to be created to be able to assist into the operational side of Parliament. But decision making can be final. In the Rules Committee, that can be a bigger conversation for all of us, for the broader membership of Parliament. We have that privilege of speaking, and it was the decision of Honorable Gagan to take experience of how the Richard vote is really a lot of members of the Democratic Party Society, the Constitutional Party, into that one. We need to take the opportunity.
Because I'm seeing a lot more questions than political voice. As Jesse said, I don't think we have a lot in the Constitution. We take specific papers to say that after the King being and it has the authority to establish and determine the composition, our functions and procedures and duration of the committee. So we can establish the committee, but that committee cannot be given a stature or decision-making authority beyond the NA. The NA is a body which is elected by the people, and therefore even if we retain a policy-making role for the rules committee, it will not be determined by the rules on its own, it will be subject to quality and storage. That's how I understand it.
On my mind, I think you have been there. You must also just bear in mind that our context in one, generally speaking, the rules committee and the one that is in to go through that. And there's another context for that. And the deal is really one now. And because of the time, of course, we wanted many names for the thing, personality and all that. But the point is that can't the House mandate some structure to make some policy proposal and present legislation? Not everything that is done anywhere, in any committee of this chamber or this parliament or national assembly, are subjected at the end of the national assembly for a decision. But he can propose a policy. He can propose a policy. And but that policy then can be taken to the chamber. And then the chamber then will agree whether the policy is correct or not. Because we can't give any other subcommittee the right to take decisions. They all know on our behalf, we must ask them to take it.
Honourable Keegan, I would just point out to you that the almost identical switch that relates to the EPLP.
And as you know, the field here is both a full-time delegate and a part-time delegate, as it were. There is a ruling committee which is physically connected. Your ruling committee is, in our view, a very important role to play. The way in which mandate has been formulated a year in or 5 or 7
and not drawing man of conflict and to share the rules from the right to the end of the in-house share from time to whatever that's indicated at this point. But the senior committee, the programming committee also is a committee that programs the agenda. I don't think there would be harmful. I thought that what we were saying in our discussion the rules from time. That would be no harm for rules committees to make proposals in terms of the policy. Because the rules committee is the core business of parliament. Within that, there are a lot of other areas that the rules committee must make proposals. But at the end, it's a shame not to approve that to be a decision that binds every member of parliament. But the rules committee, every party sits in the rules committee. Not every party sits in the portfolio committee. And it is a different side. The reason why portfolio committee must make every decision in the chamber is that not every party sits in portfolio committee, but every party sits in rules committee. Because the senior committee of parliament, you can't be a senior committee of parliament that can't make some proposal in terms of policy. And you can then do that and bring it to them. So that you can't make those policies that don't exist. I think the point that we are showing though, that the CASPA makes share the meeting, the new policies, again, share the meeting to adopt the very same policies. And then that, but they are basically general on the process of the parliament. I think we should adapt to that and move on.
I'm not taking the views.
Yeah,
yeah,
we have
to make that
point.
Is there another issue related to that, and that the same sector needs to also consider matters in the third and the rising out of the house? And that is soon in the way the new committee considers something in the initial matter in terms of the new committee by the speaker. Again, it's a matter of depiction in our work of the rules, particular rules that we can make any provision for what happens under those circumstances. What is normally happening in an ordinary committee is there something that affects me as a member of that committee when I will choose to adopt the work of the committee. But this particular rule is very complicated to be a condition. And so again, I have a little bit of secret from the members how being an overview of the room.
the authority and number of these running into this whole purpose of the security of the party that put them in the funds for the land.
Okay, let us move to
that type of, because the woman is
chat information for all of us. I want to be able to make notes, and that will be better. So that's the idea. He can be the one who will go. That's our mission. So easy for us to see the game. When you have the input of another, like there's a contact of members, something that is missing. The one who like, put it at that level. When he sees this content, he should talk to the mission of the members, having the information now, because he can share quality.
You are making money in the house,
and then they roll you up, then they roll you see, in the house of prayers. That's how I understand. I don't know if I'm qualified. That's a little bit of a CIA here, that is a team of our entire life. It's a mission, and that's what will happen.
But then
trying to create a new criminal or police resource in terms of, because in terms of and the fundamental question it was noted that section 30 of the Act, in fact, talks about the members in the history of content of the following the members have a number of things. And you are familiar with that question, so I'm going to read it to you. And so even though if you actually mean that the person who may be found guilty of content in terms of this Act, or whether you want to create and a sanction in terms of the rules for the person who is not in content of that, we just draw that to your attention. And on the facility, and that's why we have the rules. We weren't talking about what exactly is being contained as a new institution. And I think it's important because we can the rule create an additional offense in terms of the powers and privileges and immunity of the parliament and the user registered act. You want to be that sort of thing, but maybe the act. And I add, given some of the constitutional protections, we may have to, or you may want to revisit some of the provisions of the act. Even some of the branches. And so I think even the wording of this particular portion is to make it better. But you can't create an additional offense when you act right in the context. Rather, we interpret it as being something that arises now, and the person doesn't conduct more herself or conduct more herself in the way which constitutes functions. That the Secretary will be dealt with, but it can't be dealt with in how strictly in terms of that.
This rule was added in the context of the sources of authority of the House. And we have unpacked the sources of authority, the rulings and the provisions of the Constitution, so on. Then you address the book with the reference to content, which is taken that word for word directly from Powers and Privileges.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was also concerned if you include rulings. Is going beyond Powers and Privileges and perhaps creating a new offence beyond Powers and Privileges, which could be problematic, unless you unpack that somewhere else. So just also sharing in response to what you were saying about perhaps distinguishing between rulings of the Speaker and Deputy Speaker as opposed to other presiding officers. It must be understood that whichever member is presiding in the House or in the Public Committee at any time has to take full responsibility for the ruling given from the Chair. There is no appeal against the ruling of one presiding officer to another presiding officer. So the rulings of the presiding officer, whoever it is, would even be attended to the presiding officer, has to be taken at his value as a complete ruling which may not be done. The rulings are always final, otherwise it's not public. So I'm not sure that you can usually distinguish between the Speaker and the Speaker other presiding officers in the House of Commons. That actually brings us back to something that's been raised before. If you look at section 13 of Powers and Privileges, a member is guilty of contempt of power of a different member, wrongfully fails or refuses to step up, he says, commits an act which in terms of offending rules constitutes contempt of power. And that, I think, has not been explored. I think there has been a suggestion that should be explored. All the other acts of members which you are going to define as contempt of parliament, at the moment the rules do not, to my knowledge, contain any other acts that are defined as contempt, except another one regarding 13C of the Act. But it would be increased and broken to other acts that are and possibly a huge can of worms, but that's
that's a very important point that you raised, and knowing that we want to enter into a discussion on the Act. But the end of the Act makes this, I said earlier, to Section 13, then to Section 13 as well. But Section 13 creates a principle. And now the Constitution, which has a rule for many of the matters, very necessary to read the number of provisions of the law. Before we may have been confident about the constitutionality in 2004, but we may have some doubt about the constitutionality of some of the provisions now. And so, probably we may want to refer to the constitutionality.
Okay, I think there are think it was a declaration of personal or private interest. If a member has a personal or private interest or business interest in any matter before a forum, I think that's important to remember, of the assembly of which he or she is a member, he or she must actually convey of information on the matter by the forum, immediately pay that interest in accordance with Part 2 of the Code of Conduct for members and compliance with the other provisions of the Code. Now, the rule provides for the declaration of private interest and for a member to declare his or her interest in accordance with Part 2 of the Code and to comply with the provisions of the Code. But in Article 1, dealing with the Convention, there is a new proposal for the recognition of committee to mean any committee, forum, or other structure of the assembly formally established by the assembly. Our proposal, which in view of the retention of the definition, we suggest that the proposed remand be clarified as to whether this rule applies to which forum of parliament, and not to the committee for other structures of parliament, seeing that the proposed definition of this includes. So basically, our proposal is just that subcommittee must just consider forum, how far it extends, and for us, it's important to have that aligned with the new definition of committee. So that's under private declaration of private interest.
I think it's
a good one for that. Yeah. Just trying to clarify. There is, in fact, some confusion in terms of the use of it for the, I think there's some feedback to the committee and other forums as well. But in fact, the sitting of the House is also a forum. So if you look at the rules dealing with the Speaker of the House, you find that the Federal Public Committee is now in the plenary, so also forums of the House. The sitting of the House is a forum of the House. So when it comes to a declaration of private interests, I would imagine that that would include any forum, including the sitting of the House. If you have a direct personal interest or private interest in the matter before the House, you're not going to take part in the debate there, I presume. And certainly the same applies to committee plenaries and the other forums. Some of the problem is that we have two bodies that are now called forums. One is the forum of peoples, and the other one is the enclosed forum of interpreters. As happens, those two forums are the ones where a declaration of private interest is not an issue because they're not decision-making bodies. But I think there is confusion between forums and forums which we need to clarify. So the definition of committees is wrong. I think it's rather than the definition of forums, which is further to us being the same committees, that may be like that.
It doesn't really make up the forum that they feel like. Those forums that are not decision making, sure, they should be dependent, what they're doing. Because you can create a forum, get into the forum, yeah. But don't take decisions at the moment. And it's very important. Maybe we should find a better way of proceeding for forum, you know. That doesn't make. Okay, but I think we must be fine. That would be the right way to set it. If you want to formulate our views as far as we can be started with the calculator, okay, then move to Rule 31 to the comments. What do I have to do there?
On the forum?
Yeah.
Thank you, that even members is in terms of Rule 1 A3, 301B, such a good requesting right to the speaker. The speaker must refer the request to the Parliament and Privileges Committee for review of the decision to suspend, taking into account all the circumstances that led to the suspenders. So, the Point Amendment Rule 52 provides that in the event of a confirmation committed by a member, the speaker may suspend the member and then order such member to leave the chamber immediately and not participate in parliamentary activities. The proposed amendment includes a comment as to whether the presiding officer should actually punish and censure members of the process by way of committee. My response to that, in terms of the revised or the current version of the amendment rule 52, which reads that if a member suspended in terms of sub-rule 1A or 3 or 1B, subsequently is a request in writing to the speaker must refer the request from the Parliament and Privileges Committee for review of the decision to suspend, taking into account all the circumstances and the situation. Now, given the rule 52, affords the speaker an opportunity to make representations to the Parliament and Privileges Committee regarding the validity of the suspension, and we see that it will add to the service. And we support that the detail of the project in the rules, and we just want to let you know that it's called.
Is there just any harm or
I'm sorry, I'm going to say that 52 has been done away with something. It was a matter of concern that the rulings by in terms of this could then be taken directly to another committee where the decisions and the authority of the speaker would be questioned by the committee, and there were concerns about that, and that would begin to undermine the authority of the speaker. So at this point, 52 secure doesn't exist anymore, and they just happen to need to be revisited. Thank you, dear.
Chair, the
that the member be suspended, you remove
group activities. No. If a cure that I've heard of it, of members, you know, it's like a music could punish them. It's cute that I've heard of it, make them feel that. And we can see a number of us as a speaker, where the real process is a little bit famous. That part of what the ES that we have been trying to contest them is to study what it doesn't have, because it's good as a useful environment to that. Can't do anything for the laws and rules, and you automatically take the speaker to implement that decision. I mean, why do we need the rules? Yeah, I mean, that is fancy. It should be fair, but to say that look for both the processes to be followed, and then the speaker just could make decisions to make that and then just create a bit of confidence. And that's the biggest challenge. Others would run test to the competition of the only thing that we can finish on their right as a member of the family. Even that it says only that we come on the intention for the last one.
No, that's more of a mess than rule. See what happened in the area of that has always been a problem. You cannot assist the leader not to take decisions at all. But also, we cannot compromise any thing, cannot take any decision. Every decision is a motion in the house, the speaker is not doing anything there. I think we have to balance that decision. And what do you want to comment?
Yes, Peter, thank you very much. We are not going to reclaim the theory or the suggestion that you need to take a decision to leave the room of people. But the practical implication for it is for the substitution each supervise a member to defend the group and the people that the group can follow. And in the absence of the rule for this group too, proceedings already robust and the chief has the decision to suspend the group for those that he gets to deny for. And you may well want to consider another mechanism to limit all these members of the IFOs. And so we're not for a minute suggesting that we need a presentation of the committee to come to account each thing that needs to be taken into consideration. But this is a key to the committee of the CD. And you will note that in a lot of the legislation, this argument is possible. We make a reason for internal theory all the time. Very important. Because these people don't have to look for, they don't need to engage in the lawyers, they don't have to be involved in the time consuming process. And often we even give the final appeal power to another body, even though they internal appeal, somebody else can pull the group. And so even the concern for the debate time in this body, the robustness for some of them that the may want to initiate.
Thank you, Chair, to contribute to the debate. I agree with the chief general boundaries we should have for the if I'm understanding correctly, that we need a review process, even a review process is present to sit with making a decision that can satisfy the administrative decision constitution. But that procedure should unpack in various levels. And one of those is a review process. The other one is that you have to have an opportunity to say okay. So in my opinion, I will stick my neck out for this because if we have a rule that I understand rule 52, as opposed to 52 regular rules 54, that at a certain of member refusing to obey the speaker, that member is suspended for 5 days, probably without salary or benefits. I can comment on the 5 days. I think that it's excessive because you don't need 5 days to spread orders in the market, but that's a different thing. The first point there, if a member is suspended and the member loses some of their rights as a member, the chances of proving my opinion that it is an administrative decision that you make. At that very point, there is a procedural fairness. So the member is not be afforded an opportunity to state the case. If we want to draft it in a way that it goes to the private minister for decision. And the reason I'm saying this is because while we do this in the rules, we have the same issue in the act. So a court is definitely going to ask Parliament, how do you explain your rule in the act? How can you have this provision where you circumvent all the procedural safeguards that set up in the act, which are also, as you're aware of, being challenged in the courts? And you have these safeguards now, and you can't develop them right. And now you have a rule that says you can do much of the act of the system, but just in a much easier way. So if we want to do that, and I would actually caution you, I would say we must separate it. So if we want to do it, we need to give that member an opportunity to do that, not as a user. So why then it's necessary also to make it difficult, but in my view, from a legal point of view, we need to keep it separate. We need to have to maintain order in the house. Section 12 allows that to happen. So one can maintain order in the house by telling the member, ordering the member from his chair, from his speaker chair, to leave the house if they refuse to withdraw. And I think it should, in my view, and I haven't factored in it, there's some kind of study on this matter, there's some kind of study on this, be aware that you deal with a constitutional court that implemented the constitution, so you need to look very carefully at our domestic situation and use comparative law to enhance it, not to actually demean it, but to enhance it. So I would say, on the one hand, we can have the speaker ask ordering the member to leave the chamber because we need order in the chamber. And stuff that, if that disturbance, actually would be because it's driven for obvious reasons, but if that failure to obey the speaker amounts to contempt, and follow the powers and privileges rules with the procedural safeguards that are in there, and almost the take not to conflate. Now, that's just my sort of legal view on this.
Yeah,
I'm going to get this one.
Yeah,
I'm
going to get this one. Yeah, I'm going to get this one.
Yeah,
I'm going to get this one. Yeah, I'm going to get this one. Yeah, I'm going to get this one. Yeah, I'm going to get this one.
That's our notion. Our notion is saying, from where I'm sitting, is we don't want to create rules subjective. But in the current circumstances, we then have some argument in the house. We then look from the rules to catch what is happening now. Especially would be that we can't handle ourselves, we can't do anything. So we're inserting rules. And I think it's a legislative policy which must have the electorate to say that is very objective. And the chair of the committee has been always saying to every committee, we always are doing that. We are not treating the rules to cause the situation like this in the house. We are doing the rules to make it more than you can only do for a very long time. And my third rule is that that will be sustainable for a very long time. For those two principles have been quite guiding the staff on this. So if we can maintain that spirit, it will help us. But this is all reflected that the whole spirit. You see not what the speaker does matter because they can't control the house. So find the rule, you see. And just the chair will always say a caution like that. Whatever you do, not everything can be stopped by the rules. But rather allow others to resolve a political engagement. But in this one, if I look at from my sister, it might just seem to everybody that we are so desperate to control and make sure everybody is in the house and clean it up. It's a very bad thing. It's a very open for a lot of school classes as you know. You want to control everybody in the house and need the enormous power to the speaker. So we can do that from the floor.
It's an asset policy I show. We have, I think we've gone through this so many times, and we've linked certain things to the politics. But essentially, what we try to do is a tool for everybody to understand that whilst you are in the House, there has always been an appeal to the Rules Committee, if you agree by the ruling of the Speaker. But the point is, we wanted to create the necessary tool to maintain the order in the house and the house and proceed with its business, and also be particularly fair for the member to have an avenue to follow to say that that's unfair. Now, and then that retreated to the school. Now, the presiding officer now has to confront the member to say, if you fail to withdraw, unfortunately, you will have to recuse yourself for the remainder. And the member is not doing that. So we should actually create the most aggravating step. Because on the first occasion, if a member withdraws, there's no problem. If a member fails to withdraw, you cannot allow the house to be disordered for the rest of that afternoon, because the house must consider the rest of the business. Whether that individual member is agreed or not, we must create a mechanism that we can continue with the business, but on the other hand, that is that it could be followed up and that the member has a fair hearing and say that, you know, because in all parliaments, in all forums, everything can be answered. You know, members always have a criticism of the presiding officer. If you're in the opposition, you regard the presiding officer as being biased. I mean, we've got so many medium thoughts on how the case down moves out of the chamber to have another meeting somewhere else because members of the opposition were produced and they didn't want to be biased by the will of the speaker. So, I mean, that is common practice. So how do we create this mechanism that we ensure that the authority of the presiding officer is respected and that the member, if a member is not willing to withdraw, the member has the right to go out. Clearly, I think that the problem here comes in where there's an individual in the currently presiding which can decide that this warrants immediate 5 days for the suspicion. There should be sort of those sort of gradual steps towards that. But I think the members' conduct over the period should then also be considered. Because otherwise we're going to have some individual members for very obvious reasons who want to just always create the disruptions in the house. So how do you suggest that we, do you think that we should go back to the original wording that we had in the report for that paper? How do you suggest that?
Can I just make a question? First of all, the new rule 33A provides that if a member is called out of the house and refuses to, then this person by the member can be removed from the house. And then sub 3 says a member is removed from the chamber in terms of this rule. Thereby immediately automatically suspended for the period applicable in terms of 54. So you refuse to leave the chamber being instructed to do so. And the driving officer is confronted with having used different means to remove a person physically. Then by that action of refusing to leave the chamber in order to do so, you are immediately suspending yourself for an initial period of 55 days. So that's been worked into the rules already. But if I go also to the point made by legal services, I think one needs to distinguish between those acts that constitute contempt in terms of files and privilege services, a whole series of things, and conduct in the house which prevents the house from continuing with this work. And if you keep an eye on the media and on what happens in other parliaments, you'll see that South African Parliament, for all its robustness, has been pretty weak in mind. There are other parliaments where very serious issues happen in the House, assaults, and horrendous things. And in that case, if the presiding officer orders the member of the House, if that's the extent of the authority of the Speaker to respond to very serious conduct. Here's a conduct that could amount to trying to prevent our citizens trying to say to any of those things to happen in the hospital. So the issue is, does the presiding officer need only enough power to remove them from Parliament from the House now for the rest of the day? Or could their conduct be so serious that the presiding officer should have the power to take a more serious disciplinary action against the member? Or can that only be done by referring to files and privileges and going through a fair process?
I seem to recall as well, by the way, that in various passages, he said, this is just a different answer. He says, in the chamber, in terms of safety for that. But the diary officer must be able to take immediate action without the process of, you know, you think it's so bad that don't at that point you say to the member, do you want to give up on this? I'm going to suspend you. Do you want to comment on that? But then you are seriously making matters worse. So there must be circumstances in the context of the sitting of the House where the Speaker, and of course must be exercised with great caution and great strength, must possibly have the power, I'm suggesting, to take more serious action in removing from chamber the day sitting. And just by the way, this is a power that presiding officers have across the world. They recognize just how serious it is and how vulnerable the National Assembly is as an institution to any individual wanting to take whatever action for whatever reason. So the issue really is, what is the weight of the punitive powers of the presiding officer?
Thank you, Speaker. Earlier on the Zoom, the agency is going to look at the debate. Just to be careful on being on the wrong side and look at the idea of working on the exit of the community. I think that's the really what is happening. To me, the inquiry was the concern that Italian officers need power to affect the role of the one of the powers that we kind of need power to remember in the CIA, do in the CIA, to leave the kingdom and the virtue of the person, and the director who doesn't want to leave the director of the person. But in terms of legal rules, the deciding officer and the speaker have their power to sustain the member. And it would appear to us and then I will do the similarity to the in the case of the case being heard about following the report. But if one simply sustained the person for 5 days, 15 days, or 20 days without the director and the opinion that being heard, it would appear to me that that would be a key point to the truth of democracy and that it would be an issue of democracy. And the employer seems to balance the interest of the members of the members of the Senate and educators who raised their own right at the beginning. And so we want to be able to review the members who violate the rules and violate the Constitution. But in doing so, the institution itself cannot act in a manner of the under the way, I said to you that we are not the leaders of the leaders because we want to. We did say that that appears to be an appeal used to the intention of Congress. The defense over the new energy, and it's now the executive advice to that creates new defenses. And so the strengthening is also an extreme tension. And I didn't think that any of the books here that even before we made out the office, there was also an extreme tension. But we sustained the person, we sustained the person without the salary for the government, really extreme to the offspring situation. And what that tension may do is to inhibit a pre-suspicion of use and ability for it is not regulated properly along constitution. And so again, for the third time, we're not saying regulated. What we are saying is that the internet is people. See, this is where the also is the deciding of the people that the patient inside is the family, he is the pastor, the next couple of days as well. So in fact, the deciding of the has a race of the patient to decide do I remove that person just for the day or the person to be just for the day or do I infect a certain person for the day and going to the next person? In the same way, on the decision, there's a deciding officer who has a bad day, they have to be in the wrong side. So, you know, if you look at the bad day, they have to be in the wrong side. And let's say you were just today and being also the mother, and you know, and so we need to
we have to say, this is what you should do. This is what we say in the rules. I mean, this has been the practice. But if we never sort of capture the practice was all the way. If you refuse to abide by a ruling, you immediately say, I'm sorry, I cannot withdraw that. I feel so strongly about it. I will now leave the chamber. Or the program will say, you now leave the chamber, and you will refer. Now, what has happened is, I mean, no penalty as far as salary is concerned, but now you have your repeat offense. Clearly, I mean, then you must have some additional measures. But I'm asking, in such a case, what we're trying to create is a change in the extra. We set it out in the law to say, if you fail to do that, then you suspend your power. Now, that can clearly not be unconstitutional. Because, I mean, we are to regulate the processes in the House. So if you are suspending yourself for the duration of that day's proceedings, then effectively you must go. If you then don't want to do that, then other measures can kick in. You can either be removed by way of charges at arms or whatever, or the day after, the matter can be referred to the Crown. That's the order done on the situation. So that's the making of it full time. Every time that they're sitting on the House, you know, so many issues can be derived and be referred to the Crown Prince. So we need to ensure that we regulate the process in Parliament and such that all members understand what their rights are and what the obligations are in the House.
You
may
finally let us
close
the mask.
Thank you. Not sure if I'll be able to move to a close. I just want to ask a few questions, if I may. We seem to be saying that we need to be acting according to the Powers and Privileges Act, which itself at section 13, section, I mean paragraph G, item 1, says a person, a member is guilty of contempt of Parliament if he commits an act which in terms of the standing rules constitutes contempt of Parliament. And you are saying that in the rules you cannot create any part that requires contempt. All the privileges act is saying that we should be. That the rules in fact should provide the act of contempt. And ourselves, we are saying no things to that. Because the partners and privileges are provided. But then the other question of concern that I have is that why is it not contempt for a member to defy the authority of the speaker's rule? Speaker said, or whoever is deciding office said that leave the chamber. The member said they refuse. Why is that not contempt? Because if you're talking about contempt of court, that would constitute contempt of court. If the presiding officer's ruling is outrightly defined. Now, if we are talking about separation of power, then we are saying the speaker is the head of the legislative institution. Why are we worried about giving power to ensure the court in the legislature? Because we need to talk about this removal, that we talk about this is not challenge. It's called here in the Western Cape is challenge. So why do we remove a person for what they have said? So it means even those powers are getting curtailed. And that. So why is it that we are not providing that anyone who defies the authority of the state that has been made the duty of contempt? Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm just getting ready to
see the problem is complicated where you try to use the court. and in order to bring behavior, definition of that authority, and to the dream of the world, because it is defined. And if we are going to sit here and try to have this particular discussion, try to resolve this issue, I don't think we should do that. We should allow the processes of discussion to evolve more broader than that. So that we can just say, this is what but we should not do this one. I'm grateful to this one. This is what should happen. We can take a bigger problem. Let's give it an opportunity.
The fairness is right.
therefore that's also then can happen to us. That the one that refers to avoid and remember each other has been caught or for the call to the community to do the decision of the service. Because that is a benefit to that cost. But also to bear in mind, remember that we must balance two patients. And I think this is what I have done. Another big administration in there. We must draw a distinction between faith and order in allowing democracy. That we must also try to balance that we don't go to order and control at the expense of democracy. But also don't go for democracy at the expense of order and control. There is striking this balance to the very case, but we must try to balance. That a member of parliament should not take it difficult for us to protect this issue for his team. We must not undermine our own rights to the member of parliament to be had. At the same time, the member of parliament who wants to raise the court also to be protected. Striking this balance is very important. But also there is people to prefer the rules, but to allow that every member of parliament of participation will be worked for through the process in their party. But once the rules are set, then they should have a broader setting by the constituents of parliament. As I mentioned, CAP rules is far as applied to parliament to do that. And I think that's what we are trying to achieve. Those members will tend to respect something that they were part and parcel of this last year. And then they would come to say that they don't know if they were published in 1999, 1992, the part of that. If we want to protect that, we should do that here. At least everyone must have a date to the order and control in Parliament. And then the member must know that if you define the date, you must actually parliament in order to do so. So the next day will come back. But the member who says that, I think that's an honorable man. He says that the speaker are not going anywhere. But I think also the basic thing that we can't remove them with the protection services. Therefore, we'll have a process. Because then a man completes the sovereignty of the people. If the speaker can't be listened to, then the house will simply collapse completely. Because, Mr. I think the point that you're raising is too enabled. Is very quickly explained, but could happen. Could happen because one member will come to that, they will come many other things in the same place. And they will completely undermine the program of their house. And then what we do, those members who don't have the black animal or own black say, away with your plan. I think that's very important in general, because without order, there's no democracy. But also without democracy, there's no order. Therefore, striking a good balance, I think, is very important. That's the process that I've done with the bank.
Thanks so much. No, I just wanted to suggest that maybe at some point, this committee or the senior committee may need to be briefed on the implications of the central media after the appeal. Because the government, it is my understanding, do not say that the member of the committee will do that. The matter of discussing with the reach of such clarity of the act and how it could be agreed that in other context that session could be represented to mean that the member could be arrested. We have never been concerned for the side of the Sharia Mother's agenda. But I think there is a complete misunderstanding of what the government is. That's the one issue. But the other issue, mentioned some constitutional court judgment on the Constitution Act, and we can discuss it outside the meeting. This is the only judgment I'm aware of where the constitutionality of the Act has been raised, and the judgment that the amendment in the present constitutional court, for example, and the constitutional court has not yet first done on the Constitution Act.
Well, I just said that also members that they know exactly their rules, but that's exploiting for their own selfish interest, more than others, because they know better one. That you know who can do what they want to do, but they have to use this thing for them to exploit their own. And then the point that we must strike, and I think also say to our fighters, Democrats must find multiple parties, electors to parliament, the same times you might have one. And the respect for the Jekyll of the chain, they wouldn't have on that. The regulation on this for that is very important. Because otherwise there will be no passing of the law if you allow members to go to the podium. And then spend there with placards in the podium, no other members can go and take any hand wire. The speaker must be allowed to in the interest of the majority of members of the chamber, without undermining the democratic right of those who are thinking on that. I think when Baranda is who will try to find out what you can do, we appreciate very much the reason, a very important for us. Because they brought it back, because it's not a very stupid to have their rules that we take it to court and we can't even go and justify why we put them. At the time, we were very angry with the new people who came into this order. And then rules that said that the rules meant for the future, not just for the current situation of the family. Okay, yes, that's
the may I just, to my colleague over here, just to something that I was talking about all the interesting things that developed around the second involvement. I was very interested in the college and very easy to say. But in this particular instance, today, to the Constitution Court, in my legal counsel for the speaker argued that section 11 is the foreign concerns to a person can be, the meaning of that can be extended and include a member of the assembly. But I didn't go beyond that, that's what they argued. Okay.
52, we may have to be a one or another, but of course, I think the new act is one or another. And they just went forward that we don't have one. That is part of the day and one day that I put my name in. After naming you, I pretend you for 5 days without pay. What we've been doing is by having the same according to the same other people. We have to balance the two. But I think it's like it. I think it's a useful thing. Okay. Can I not do one day?
Charlie was the provider for being able to speak, provider for putting it as an opportunity to speak during the speech in the House. We just proposed some changes to the draft or the version. The heading of the rules is about the recognition of members to speak, because that speaks to the recognition of the member. And then this will clarify that the rules is the recognition of members by the speaker before they address the House. And then we have a proposal regards to Federal 1 and 2 to be improved the following way. First, Subgroup 1, and member may speak only when they acknowledge by the presiding officer during proceedings of the House. So remember, they only speak when they acknowledge by the presiding officer during proceedings of the House. In Subgroup 2, subject to Federal 1, a member may draw the attention of the presiding officer to a point of order or a question of privilege. So it basically targeting with regard to the process or recognition and how far it goes.
I think there's a word for the member before he's even recognized by the speaker is starting to speak. And then you have a speaker. Try to say, but never, I've not even recognized you. But they are speaking. And they say that they speak. I'm not even recognized by anyone. I think that's a problem. And I think we could find a way, I think, that is improving our team on that. But we must find a way, of course, for members of parliament to respect the authority of the speakers. To me, the speaker knew ever is a certain notice that they have. But on many occasions, some of the problem and the problem in the shame is when members, four of them, they stand up and not recognize their speech, but also they stand in the matter to stand. A member says, no, I won't sit down unless you guarantee that you're going to recognize me. This is just a hesitation. But a member stands there and says, no, speaker, are you going to recognize me? Even a speaker. One thing that I think is a problem that we are trying to deal with this. But I think the big law advisors, I think the way we are phrasing it again, that's it.
Yeah, from my perspective, but the improvement on the existing.
I think she's going to do that.
All right, Richard. It's an improvement. But you see, the complication is
quite a change is that, you know, the authority of the speaker. Okay, I'll give you something back. If you are going to call you out to people who are part of this, you want to really think about conduct in Parliament. That is not that carried away the unconstitutional. That's what that right for the right for the air. I'm not saying about the people of Elmo, really, really emphasize the people of Elmo. These things, if you don't need them, any sort of constitution, they do continue to be a conversation. I agree, it is fine, but maybe we should have more of this. For the poor other guys that members of Parliament have in their house, and just as a speaker of the but how do we balance the truth? So that they're not open about that, or really open in the discussion. We'll put it here, but I don't think that we'll have more muscle to say this is what is getting constitutional. So that what is basically taking place is a broad of what you see the house is, what element of what the constitution is. Because nobody really is outside the constitution, if you are in power to speak about it.
Okay, now I think
we
have to check that out in the environment and we went with our values improving.
Yes,
that's us. And then we went with our community before the decision as to all members of Parliament, all their focuses were workshop. And hopefully one day we invited to those workshops by other parties. I think the only reason any of them, and they will not even be here of those there, well, they're calling here. Remember, they don't respect the order. Is a problem. The opportunity who can help out the most trained speaker under the bar. Each member of the bar is going to recognize the authority of the speaker. Whatever you do in terms of the rules, you can use them. Because if you stand up and please sit down and stand up. I won't sit down until you have seen it as a future relationship. That's what you do. Simply that there are other areas outside the rules that have to be used politically to ensure that people. That's why the rules can't regulate what those things. And then the rules, they will never make any policy. That is a political issue for both of them. That's why the rules fall out. And now what is the regime fall out? So that's to ensure that they bring to attention members to stand to the authority of the state. Because as they have become very chaotic, and they will be shouting and both sides. In fact, more and more in the end, the shout is becoming legal character. There's no problem about respect for the trajectory, how the event is just changed. It's actually almost a very bad. And maybe what we are saying is that happened in another parliament, not far away, unless at the bottom level, and they will start that controlling the system. Because the speaker becomes a pushing task. But when they put a rule, when they put it up, the rules are there. One thing to say that there's no rule is another to say that I don't want to respect your rules. And then make it very difficult. And no rules can end up in the rules issue of
session. Yeah. Just to elaborate on that, it's ultimately, I agree with you, you can't correct into the rules, you can't protect the speaker to that extent in that detail in the rules. Because I'm out there to earn the respect of others by knowing the presiding officer acts. And if the presiding officer gains that respect, the presiding officer has a problem to maintain order. But you really, as the presiding officer, need to act in a manner that you gain the respect of all members that they want to participate and respect what you say in the rules. So it's like a ego school. Some people just cannot control the structure, and others have no problem. Those that can't control, we'll always find teaching in our own profession under the sun. It really is a matter of the instincts of personality of the individual. That's all. To some extent, this influence the essentials is maintained too much.
Okay, because the country point of order before we break for our lives. I think that's one also is based on the new subject point of order. Because it's still based on the old one. Mm-hmm. If it's based on the old one, maybe it's also the present. So you can send on the old, the one that you have already accepted and agreed on. So that's a tradition based on the past cascade report. From the cascade report, we have to go along and check out the finances. Very interesting, they will make fun. They're going to have a lot of them. Then we should allow them also to raise the cascade. So look at that. The point that I raised is really new and faithful. And then they will assist us and to command. Maybe even a balance. You can allow them to stay to look at this. They're all the new one. Because I know that we gave them a big document, that the referral form. We find that there are new issues that they may need instead of what we have already drafted. And when we are taken to court, we call into court and to say that they don't know what they're talking about. We gave them verified when the first way is there and you can see that a big cost. Okay, can we come back then to the point of all that is easy for us, can we say? Today, we're not doing the numbers. Can you take about 30 minutes of our time? I have plus one, I think.